Welcome to Laugh It Up Fuzzball. I am Joe the Wookiee Riot. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about life, the universe, and everything, but mostly geek stuff. A place where we get to let our geek flag fly and talk about all things geek. As I've said before, this isn't an amalgamation of geek news or a comprehensive guide to all genres or the world of geekdom. Hopefully it's just a fun place to cover some geek news, comics, The Simpsons, Star Wars, and whatever randomness finds its way onto the recording. But let us get started.
Is the microphone working?
I really hope so.
Is the microphone working?
I freaking hope so.
Do you hope so?
Oh, I hope so.
And should we keep this microphone check?
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I say we keep it.
I'm down.
Okay. Hey.
Cool. Hi. Are you ready for some fantastical talking?
I don't want to keep it now.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, we'll keep it. Keep it.
Hey,
friends.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast that I didn't do any planning for, but I did do a thing.
Yep.
And Blue did a thing.
We did a thing.
And Blue, while you vamp and I shut the windows, because all of a sudden there's drag racing outside the podcast studio, vamp and tell them, what did we do?
Well, we went to the Long Beach Comic Con. That's right. The LBCC. It was fantastic, let me tell you guys. Oh, we went cosplayed. We were dressed. We were ready for this thing. We were not ready for this thing, actually. To tell you the truth, full disclosure, my costume came together this morning. Not exactly the best ways, but it made me happy, and I got my thing done, which is having one person recognize me.
You did.
In my costume, and they said, is that the fucking Dover Bear? And yes, I was the Dover.
Now, for the podcast listeners who may not be familiar with your Skyrim deep pull, like me, why don't you explain for the dear listeners?
So, deep in the land of Skyrim, where the Dragonborn reigned supreme, the Dragonborn screamed a bear off of a mountain.
Yeah.
That bear flew around the planet,
yeah,
stole his helmet, and proceeded to murder everybody back on its way to kill the Dovahkiin.
Yeah.
And he was thusly known as the Dovah Bear because he could fight with a sword and shield all of a sudden for some reason after putting on the helmet, was able to get drunk off of honeymead for some odd reason after putting on the helmet, was fully accepted by the people, townspeople, and even by the dragons eventually after he killed half of them. And and he reigned supreme. Nothing can stop the Dovah Bear. I was the Dovah Bear.
So the Dovah Bear is all one word. It is D-O-V-A Bear.
Correct.
And I just now made the connection with you saying the word Dovahkiin and Dovah Bear, how that made sense.
Yes.
I thought it was a weird name for the bear, but it was fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, why does he like Dove Bar so much? I don't know. Why does he say it weird? I don't know. But he does wear a Viking helmet.
Correct.
So describe the looks of the Dovah Bear for everybody.
Well, the Dovah Bear wears a helmet with horns, very Viking-esque. The horns do curve downward, although mine horns were curving upwards.
Yes.
The bear is literally just a very large grizzly bear. Very large grizzly bear. And eventually he picks up some armor off of some of the people that he accidentally lands on and kills. Picks up a shield. Picks up a bow, picks up a sword, and proceeds to murder people, bandits, and monsters along the way to the next town, where he then gets drunk off of honeymead, fights a dragon, and saves a damsel in distress.
I have, dear podcast listeners, just downloaded two pictures of the Dovah Bear. I will pick the one, or I'll have Blue pick the one that looks best. And I'll throw it up on Z Instagram as a teaser for what will come. I do apologize for that intro if you didn't like it. But sometimes the sound checks just go into the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted it to be something smooth like, ba-da-ba-da-ba, we went to the LBCC Snoop Dogg. I don't know. I thought it'd be cool, something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, geek cosplayers, can't be any geek up street. You got to be handy with the dope bear if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. cosplayers!
Cosplayers!
Da-da-da-da-da. It's the mother truck in LBCC. Yeah. But instead you got a soulful mic check.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's what you got.
But LBCC.
It was awesome. It was super great. Yeah, super fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun.
Where do you even begin?
Oh, yeah, where do we even begin? Well, let's just start at the beginning. How about that? That's always
good. Start at the start?
Yeah, let's start at the start. Okay. We got there. First, we had to go a little bit of shopping.
Yeah.
For costume pieces for me.
Yeah.
This entire cosplay cost me $5?
No more than that because of the helmet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The helmet was $11.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
So
everything else was like $3. So it was like...
Although I think the helmet you got probably was better than the helmet you would have had.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was much better.
All we had to do was like attach it to your eyebrows.
Yep. It was $15.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Just attach it to your eyebrows.
And it worked out. It worked out
it
very
did.
Well.
It stayed
did, on.
There are... I'll try to throw a picture up onto the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs of my very... Not Chewbacca cosplay. However, Chewbacca cosplay.
Hey, people loved it. You got a lot of compliments.
I wore a Chewbacca onesie bought by my beautiful, amazing, lovable fiance, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
It is a XXL, but it's not. It is short on my arms and my legs. But that's okay, because I like to pull up the legs to show off my tattoos on my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And
what lovely tattoos they are.
They are. They are very nice. Mm. I've spent quite a good penny on those. One or two pennies. And then I had my satchel, which basically held all my stuff, and I literally used my satchel as a satchel full of stuff.
That you did.
And, and walked around. I was wearing my I Heart Murder Bear shirt, but I decided to zip up the onesie, so it didn't show it off. And lots of people liked seeing a giant grown man all tatted up wearing a Chewbacca onesie.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
And I did run into another lovely gentleman wearing a different Chewbacca onesie.
Yeah, but it was still Chewbacca onesie.
And then we ran into, like, the worst Chewbacca costume. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that guy, like, had already given up wearing his bad mask.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he might have worn it in and then, like, decided not to. And it was, like, friends, it was a Chewbacca costume so bad. Granted, I didn't follow him around like some kind of creepy stalker, but nobody was asking for pictures with him.
No.
Like, nobody.
Yeah, you got probably more asked than he did.
Yeah. And somebody recognized your Dova Bear.
Yeah!
And since somebody I looked it up, it's D-O-V-A-H.
That's right.
B-E-A-R. Yeah, because Dovakin must have an H in it.
Yeah.
Instead of bear, you put kin. Mm-hmm. My kin! Yeah!
Well, yeah, because Dova means dragon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dragonkin, dragonborn.
Yeah.
Dragon people, yeah. And then Dova Bear, Dragon Bear.
Dragon Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There was the one guy who thought because I was wearing my camouflage Rebel Alliance hat that I was a hunter who had skinned a Wookiee and
was wearing
his fur and therefore thought that Blue, even though he was wearing armor on his bear onesie, had also skinned a bear and took a picture of us because he really, really liked our cosplay. And we both, of course, we obliged. We smiled pretty.
Yeah.
But then, like, walked away like, that guy has no idea what.
No.
We're just two grown men wearing onesies.
Yeah.
Like, he really, like, created a story for us.
Yeah, he did.
He really did. And God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
I hope you seemed like you were having a good time, and I hope that time continued for you.
Yeah.
I do.
He seemed like he was having a lot of fun.
Not a lot of photo ops, but we did, what? I got rub BB-8's tummy.
That you
like
did.
Like Poe Dameron.
Mm-hmm.
R2-D2.
Yeah.
Interacted with us for a while.
Followed us around for a little
bit. Yeah, you had a little conversation. Then he followed us. Then he ditched us.
Yeah.
He ditched us. At 2R2.
Yeah.
Man. It just hurts.
Story of my life.
Rejection hurts, R2.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. We are all about droid rights and perfectly willing to admit you have feelings, but you did not feel very considerate about our feelings.
Darn tootin'.
You did not.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And in a world of inclusivity, we also saw BB-8's black cousin.
Yep.
We didn't get to see him rolling around.
Nope.
He hasn't been included fully yet, but we got to see him hanging out.
That we did.
And then I did see the murder of when that one guy ripped BB-8's head off of his sphere.
Yeah.
And, like, walked away with it. And I was like, oh, I'm mildly unsettled.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, it's time for you to go away,
BB-8. That was right before
BB-8.
R2 started talking to us.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty great. There was a mouse droid.
Yep, there was.
Yeah, that was really good. And then there was that weird mouse droid that looked like a Wampa's head.
It did. It was weird. It was awkward.
But it was like a mouse droid body. But yeah. Like, it was, and even like at the end where the head was like had red, so it was like a severed Wampa mouse droid head thing. Thankfully wasn't rolling around the con.
No.
So cosplays. What cosplays did you see that you liked?
There was lots. There was actually.
Yeah, there was. I expected less cosplay because I didn't know what to expect at LBCC. Yeah. So first time I've ever been there.
Shout out to our friend Nick. Nick and his wife, Lisa, they were awesome.
Yeah,
they came in as like an almost like steampunky.
Rockabilly Firestorm and Rockabilly Killer Frost,
and they were awesome.
Yeah, they were really cool.
They were adorable. I love
especially
both of them.
Nick's little belt buckle.
Yes, he was so proud. And then Lisa's snowflakes on her hair. They 3D printed them both. They were awesome.
Yeah, super cool.
Super cool.
What else? We saw Arthur Dent from Hitchhikers to the Galaxy.
Yep.
He asked me if I knew where my towel was, and I told him it was in my bathroom, and he said, at least I knew where it was.
Yeah.
And we saw Beetlejuice.
We did see Beetlejuice.
And also Miss Argentina, although she didn't have a wrist slit.
No,
that
she
was
didn't.
Interesting. Yeah. What else? Saw a really radical Starfire.
Oh, the Starfire. Yeah,
the Starfire.
No, I saw her walking around.
Oh, you saw her later. Yeah. We saw a really good Mara.
That Mara was amazing.
Yeah, really, really good Mara.
Yes.
Obligatory 3 or 4 Harley Quinns of varying degrees of awesomeness.
Yeah.
I should actually be writing down all these things we're talking about.
they also had Mercy from Overwatch, who is the Angel Girl. They also had a couple of... they had Bishop. It was a couple.
Yeah.
And it was Bishop and Storm together. They were a couple. And they were awesome. The Bishop was
amazing. Oh, the Bishop was super good.
Yeah, he was super cool. The big buff guy. Big buff black guy. He had the Jerry curl and everything. He was ready.
There was Lando Calrissian with the fro.
Yeah.
And he was loving throwing around his cape. And later was listening to some R&B hip hop from a speaker on his hip as he sauntered around, which was a little interesting as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was sort of Lando-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good costume.
They had a family dressed as Pokemon. The father was a Charizard, the two children were Pikachus, and the wife was also a Pikachu.
Yeah. I saw, there was a lot of people, like there was obligatory Spider-Man, but a lot of people in like Peter Parker's like homemade suit from Homecoming. There was a lot of that.
There was a lot of that. I saw a man taking a picture with one of the little kids.
Yeah.
And the mom was super cool.
The Harley Quinns. I saw a Joker with a Harley Quinn, but that wasn't one of the good Harley Quinns, and the Joker wasn't that good either.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, it was good. Ran into one of my buddies from Halloween Haunt, who was a vampire of some sort.
Yeah, something.
Was he more? I don't know.
I don't know what he was.
I don't know what he was.
Yeah.
But he was with a pretty good Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
Decent Wolverine.
Yep.
Yeah, that was weird, because I went to shake Wolvie's hand, and I was like, oh, and we can't, like, pound it, because... Yeah. I was just like, we like bumped wrists.
Yeah.
Hey,
I didn't
bum.
Even bother.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother. I was just like, hey.
Yeah. What else? There was lots of good cosplay.
There was Froppy from My Hero Academia, my favorite female character in that show.
Yeah.
She was awesome. Her outfit was very well done. The little head thing that she wears could have been better.
Yeah.
It was a little too wide, but... You know, props to her for even getting it done.
Well, the Avatar The Last Airbender, that trio.
Oh, that trio was great.
Yeah, that trio was really, really
good. It was Aang, Kihoshi. It was his three former... Aang and then his two former lives. So it was Kihoshi and then whatever the fire guy's name was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. If I was skinny, I could do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If I were ripped, I could do that. Next year.
Then there was the Green Arrow and the Black Canary we saw later. Although when we saw the Green Arrow, he switched to his Green Arrow baseball cap instead of his Robin Hood hat. But that was a pretty good cosplay.
Yeah.
And then there was a really good Rogue.
There was a really good Rogue. Yeah, she was really good.
There was like a little cosplay corner where like the people that consider themselves professional cosplayers, which I guess if you make money doing it, you're a professional cosplayer.
Of course.
But yeah, there was a decent amount of good cosplay. Yeah.
There was a ghost. I saw a ghost.
Okay. We saw that Wonder Woman in the parking structure and later on.
Yeah, and Kylo Ren with her.
Saw Supergirl. There was a pretty good Supergirl. And then also the gay man I have his card somewhere in my pile. But
oh, the Superman with the kilt?
The Superman leather jacket with the kilt. And yeah, that was pretty. Because I wasn't sure if he was going for Supergirl or if it was just Muck Kal-El. I don't know. It was pretty good. There was a lot of good cosplay, and I'm sure there's stuff we're not even mentioning.
There was the male Jubilee.
There was the male Jubilee.
Mm-hmm. Shorts and everything.
Yeah. And then we saw Lobo.
Oh, the Lobo was pretty.
The Lobo was pretty good.
Yeah, and then
a bunch of Deadpool. So Deadpool with the unicorn.
Yep.
And then Deadpool with like half of his mask ripped off, which was sort of cool because he had the scarring underneath, and then he had that necklace or the collar from Deadpool 2 that takes away his powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty interesting. And then there was another Deadpool I saw too.
Bob Ross.
Yeah. Oh, Deadpool Bob Ross. Yeah.
Deadpool Bob Ross.
Yeah, Deadpool Bob Ross.
Yeah.
And then there's like, you don't even notice, like my cosplay where you go by and you're like, oh yeah, they dressed up. You know, they went a little bit further. Not as far as Dova Bear did.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was so ridiculous.
It was good. It was good. I'm glad I did not wear my full Wookiee today.
Yeah.
Because it was warm.
It was warm.
It was warm, and I think we would have been having a lot more pictures taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Celebration...
Yeah, we would have gotten stopped a lot more.
Celebration, I literally didn't go anywhere for like 2 hours. Like,
yeah.
I moved at a foot at a time ahead. And it sort of felt great at first, and then it was not as great.
Yeah. I would imagine.
But yeah, is there anything else you want to say about cosplay other than telling them all about Dova Bear and how they can go on YouTube and like
totally look it up and watch the animations because they're awesome?
All about the Dova Bear?
No. That's pretty much it. I mean, we covered all the ones that were really, really good. The My Hero Academia, they had a shout out to my friend Amber, who I doubt listens to the podcast, but she should. But they had a Homestuck, which is a old webcomic. It's over now, I believe. But Homestuck was a really big phenomenon that happened on the internet. And it was based off of the video game Earthbound, which was it's very popular Super Nintendo RPG.
Okay.
But they were dressed up as those characters. And I know my friend Amber, who is a professional cosplayer, really into the series, really into the
whole
lore.
Really easy. You tell your friend Amber about my podcast.
I've told her.
And you like, hey, did you listen?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty good. We talked all about LBCC and cosplay.
Yeah. And we mentioned you.
Yeah. And we mentioned you.
Amber, we mentioned you.
We mentioned
you,
Amber.
Yeah, you're pretty awesome.
Amber, I hope you're listening since we mentioned you.
Yeah, like, for reals, because, you were with Game Grumps, you know, you gave them that little pony, My Little Pony, and then all of a sudden they had it in their video. You cried. I cried. We all cried. It was great.
I didn't cry, but I'm sure if I knew more, I would have feelings about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great.
Good.
And we're proud of you.
Yeah, we are super proud of you.
Yeah.
Way to go. Team Fuzzballs.
Yes.
Fuzzballs. Yeah, you could be an honorary fuzzy if you're listening.
Exactly.
If not, I don't know. If not, I sick the Dova Bear on you.
Yeah, the Dova Bear.
So why don't we talk about the comics we got, right?
It's
a comic convention.
That's what it is.
Yes, it's not just like me having a stutter when I say LBC. So you want me to go first?
Yes, go first.
You'll go second?
Yeah, man.
I'll hand you your comics. But I'm really excited, so I picked up... Golden Apple Comics, it's a comic store. I'm not sure where they're located out of. I'm sure when I read these books, actually, we'll find out. But they have gone into publishing.
Yep.
So I picked up Adventure Van.
Adventure
Van, they're like, if Scooby-Doo met, like, some other stuff. And it sort of looks like that. You know what I mean? And I haven't read these either. But I did get a Con Doodle from Ryan Cody, the artist. Yep. And the art's clean.
Yeah,
the
art's super clean.
It's super clean. I got one of the villains on his doodle. Because who knows when Ryan Cody becomes... A comic artist that's doing other stuff, and I'm like, well, I got like his first book that he ever drew.
Yeah.
So yeah, Michael McMillan and Ryan Cody. Apparently, Cody has worked for a bunch of other stuff like Dark Horse Comics and Dynamite Comics, and he's from Northern Arizona, and good for him. I've got issues 1 and 2 of Adventure Van, which I'll be reading at some point, and they are signed by both artists. And because it was like, you know, I just wanted 2 books, but it was by, you know, $10 and you get 3.
Mm.
So I got issue 0, not issue 1, issue 0 of Blastosaurus.
Blastosaurus.
Yes, and Richard Fairgray is the artist, and it is a detective dinosaur of some sort. And It actually looks like a lot of fun. And story by Richard Fairgray and Paul Edeen, and art by Richard Fairgray. So there you go. He does the art too. That's super cool. So I got that signed by him. And then I also picked up Hooded Cobra issue 1.
Yeah, that one looks real cool.
Yeah, it really does. I'm going to have to open up because this shout out to the artist of Hooded Cobra for being the only person in the entire con that when you bought a comic, gave you the bag and board that come with the comic. Mad props. He gave me a clean, fresh copy.
And he was even saying, yeah, man, you got to be professional about this.
Yeah, created, written, and drawn by Rob Hicks, who we met, who's super cool.
Super cool.
And then ink by Mickey Spooky Kid Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's really fun. It's a black and white comic, so no color in it whatsoever. And it's really effective.
Yeah,
it's actually really, really effective. I just wanted to pick up one copy of it, and then he gave us all the info. So if I need to pick up more, I'm all about ordering it through my comic book store and getting him a little bit of stuff. But this is through Spiral Ink Comics. That is who did all the publishing, if you will. Why don't you go over to one of your comics there, Blue?
Well, we got Border Town here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. DC Vertigo. Esquivel, this guy, Eric, he's amazing. So he put together this little book here, and it looks like it's basically for all of us Hispanics, every single one of our old tales, like El Chupacabra, La Duende, all these little like monsters and such, put into a book for us to read and like go through. And it looks really cool. Like one of the main characters wears a luchador mask like all the time. And it looks like a really fun ride. He was there. Eric was really super nice.
Yeah.
Super duper nice.
Super duper nice.
Great guy.
Oh, he had a really cool Superman shirt on too with the Mexican flag.
Yeah, he
as
did.
The coloring of the Superman shirt. That was super cool.
It was, and it was super good. He sold out of this comic real fast.
Yeah, there was only 5 issues left when he bought it. Like, because you weren't going to, and then it was one of those... Well, if you don't buy it, it's not going to be available.
Yeah, and she was not lying. They were none.
Yeah.
By the time he got back to the table, he was like,
he kept pulling out books, too, and kept selling those books.
Yeah, the other books, yeah, but not this one. This one was the only one that... These were the last ones he had.
Yeah.
Border Town number 1, done by DC Vertigo. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. And because I wanted to protect Blue's book, I also got a non-independent comic, which I'm really excited about. A Tale from the Silver Age, published in 1980. 250 cents was the original cost of this. And Brian Augustine, there's double stories in here. And I got a Flash comic, friends.
Yes.
And I literally bought this comic because it was sitting out on top. Like somebody had pulled it out and thought, I really want to buy this, and decided not to buy it.
Yeah.
And that was enough for me to be like, yeah, if somebody like thought twice about this, I'm going to buy it. And the cover is Flash holding Kid Flash up, like we're like holding him up while he's punching elongated man like in the stomach as he's all stretched out. And looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Approved by the Comics Code when that was a thing back in the day. Or 2000 is when this came out. Mm-hmm. I think I might have said 1980, and that's the year I was born. Not the year this, but 2000, and it's pristine, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it gave us a bag and board to protect comics.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the other one you got?
This other one I got is called Telepathetic. It's from Sit Comics. Sit Comics is from Darren Henry. He's the writer. And Darren Henry apparently is a sitcom writer for different shows and such. And this one, Telepathetic, is the story of two best friends, a boy and a girl in high school, who keep trying. They go down to their basement and they keep trying to be telepathic with each other until it finally actually works. Like, they try so hard that it actually works. And they think that they're the coolest, most awesome kids in school. And then when they go to school and start using their telepathy, they find out, oh, look at that. There's somebody in the school and they're way stronger than they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the ensuing adventure. It's a really thick book.
Yeah, so there's $4 like other comics, but when he was talking to us about it, he was saying they're 64-page books. So no 16-pager, you know, with a bunch of ads in there, no big 32-pager. He's all about you getting a full story.
Yeah.
And when you read the comic, it's like watching an episode of a sitcom. That's why there's Sit Comics is the name of his self-publishing empire, if you will.
Yep.
But yeah, so he's got big old books.
Yeah, all his books were really big. He had some really good other ones too. Suckers.
Well, I've got his entire catalog here to talk all about it because he gave it to me. I got the 2018 binge book catalog because that's what he calls his books, binge books.
Nice.
I think that's a really good idea. Something to think about for Rainbow Van, maybe.
Absolutely, I agree.
But Z People, which is basically six people trapped in a quarantine area with 3 million zombies, and it's written by Darren Henry, who has written episodes of Seinfeld, and you get art from Tom Richmond, Mad Magazine, which is super duper cool. And then there were Super Suckers, which is the one I actually, because Blue had got me something we'll talk about later. I wanted to make sure that I threw a little bit of money back his way since I'm the one who had some cash. So Super Suckers is basically I'm going to oversimplify, but two women who get an STD. And that STD is called Vampire.
Yep.
And and then it's all about their lives as young women and sorority sisters, and how they now have a vampire positive lifestyle.
Yep.
And there's actually four binge books for that one. So
yeah,
that's one of the ones that he's had for a while. That one sounds really really funny and cool.
Yeah, it seemed really really interesting, like the premise.
Yeah, Z People is just a number one. And then there was a Startup, which really sounded like a cool idea. It's basically there's a 300-pound single mom, and she does an experimental diet, and she becomes the fastest person on Earth. And then what happens in her life? And there's two binge books of that, which is super cool.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot of potential.
Yeah, that's got art from a Harley Quinn artist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super cool. And then there's The Blue Baron, which I wasn't terribly interested in. But basically, a 250-year-old hero switches bodies with a 13-year-old Zero.
Yep.
So it is how this kid who always wanted superpowers that gets them deals with it. And then how the guy that used to be super powerful doesn't. And then there's Telepathetic Number 1, which Blue already talked about.
Correct.
Which, other than Super Suckers, was the one that I thought sounded really cool.
Yeah.
So, and this catalog, I actually got an order form if I wanted to order whatever. There's a binge bundle, and then it's $7.50 shipping and handling, but that's cool. I'm glad he gave me this. And there's other stuff coming out, like another Blue Baron, another Telepathetic, if we like it, and a new one called Headhunter, and then another Startup. So yeah, it sounds like he's really working. He's a sitcom writer.
Yeah.
He said he did a couple episodes of Futurama, too.
Exactly.
So he was a really nice guy. Definitely has privilege, though.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely.
He did say, like, if the comics don't, you know, if he stops making money, then the comics are the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just something that he's really enjoying doing, but it's not something that he's relying on to make his living.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And he definitely was a savvy businessman.
He, absolutely.
And, yeah. But yeah, you know, it was cool. Sit Comics, I thought it sounded sort of neat.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm down.
It was super neat. So the next one, I think, actually is this one, if you want to talk about it.
Mm. Oh, this one. Okay, Danica Shade. Now, we didn't get to talk too much to this person.
Cosplay was great.
Yeah, her cosplay was amazing. The artist actually dressed up as the character, and it was really great. She looked just like her. Purple skinned. Has a lot of powers. It seems like she also carries around a katana. Didn't talk to her about the book at all.
No, yes, we told everybody that we talked to that we were going to give them props on this podcast.
Exactly. So,
yeah, www.danicashade.com.
Yep.
Yeah. You can have me all that stuff. I'll put it in the pile so I know we talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, then there's another one. Do you remember that guy then that you want to talk about?
Nope.
You don't remember that, the Geek comic book?
I don't.
Yeah, it's another artist that was right there. You picked up a different bookmark from him, I think.
Yeah.
But, really interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Why don't you give him the details off the card?
Okay, well, it's 130 pages of geek goodness. Their Twitter account is Geek Comic Book. Also, their other Twitter account, if you want to just talk to the artist themselves, Camel Toad. yes, Camel and then Toad. Those two. Also, Pex 13 and Sean Wright.
Okay.
Sean as in S-H-W-N, not the proper spelling.
So this next one isn't an artist, but just something that we definitely want to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you have never heard of the Hero Initiative, this is something that you should absolutely 100% check out. So basically what the Hero Initiative is www.heroinitiative.org. You've probably heard a story about like a comic creator that you enjoy dying penniless or dying alone, being in their, you know, in their apartment in New York City and found dead like 2 years later.
Yep.
Or two days later. 2 years later, I guess. Would be still sad, but not as bad. But there are a lot of comic artists who, and we're actually going to talk one of them, who've done amazingly great stuff. And nobody really did anything for them. Yeah. Right here in this, they're talking about Gene Colan, who did stuff for Daredevil and Iron Man. Tanya and Richard Horry, husband-wife team who were colorists for 20 years. Tom Zuiko, you know, who did Superman and Batman. Mm. Russ Heath, who worked on Sergeant Rock. You know, artists that you know, good stuff could have been done for them.
Yeah.
And the Hero Initiative, it's a nonprofit organization that just raises money. If you give them a dollar, 75 cents of that dollar is going to go to helping creatives.
Yeah.
And it's a really super cool thing. Go to heroinitiative.org to look up. And we literally we're not even like floating ourselves, but we got two really cool cups.
Yeah, we did.
At the con. Yep. You know what I mean? And they weren't not expensive. And that little bit of money is going to go to help a creator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
very, very important.
Feel good about it.
We talked to the guys who do this stuff.
Oh, the creation stuff. I could talk all about those guys.
Let's talk about it, man.
These guys are amazing. So the product lines of the Ultimate Blood Kit from Certified Skin Sales, these guys make amazing. If you guys are into special effects, if you are into face makeup, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? Painting, making cosplays, costumes. These are the guys you want to go to. They have all sorts of amazing silicone, latex, paints, everything that you may need to like create amazing zombies, interesting werewolf, whatever monsters, creatures, aliens, geekdom that you are into. You'll be able to make all that stuff with all of their products. And their products are really awesome. Just go to ReynoldsSam.com. That's ReynoldsSam.com. And you will see all their different kits. Blood kits. Silicone kits. Zombie kits. All sorts of different kits that they've got. Just to make your cosplay dreams come true.
Oh, yeah. And, like, just on the one paper that I'm looking at, they have a really cool Mercy from Overwatch.
Yeah, she's
and, like,
amazing.
Everything that was made for her cosplay was through their epoxy and then their foam stuff, the liquid plastic. And, and it looks like it gets, you know, you get the mold together. It doesn't take much to, like, make this. We should make realistic blasters or something.
We very much could, yes, through their system.
It's very, very cool. And then, like Blue was saying, they've got, like, a zombie makeup kit.
Yeah.
And they've got all sorts of different things. But, yeah, ReynoldsAM.com. Super, super duper cool. Who do you want to talk about next?
Who else do we got here? Oh, we got this kid, Reggie. Here we go. There's a young man named Reggie. ROKMO_EX on Instagram. Good kid. Good kid.
Yeah, we talked to them for a long time.
He's got a little book that he's like getting together. No real story as of yet of what I've seen. But the artwork is solid. He's also local. I'm going to try to get him to get a story together because he does seem very talented. He seems very driven. He had a booth there with his friend Brandon. Brandon is also on Instagram, so Brandonian Syndrome. Brandonian_Syndrome is his Instagram. These two kids were really into it. We talked to them about one of the comic book artists or comic book writers, actually, that we're going to be talking about pretty soon. The kids were into it. They're young. They're younger, so they need a little more guidance, but these kids were awesome. They're really good.
Yeah.
And I think they can go far.
Yeah, it was super cool. One thing I did learn, we're literally going through business cards, is I need to create business cards. Because a lot of people ask, like, do you have a card? And I'm like, oh, I wish I did. Let me just give you my info. Yeah. So, yeah. So, we got, there's so many, like, www.chopart.org. Mm-hmm. I just thought this was super duper cool. Basically, this is, they take art and they empower homeless youth.
Yep.
Yeah. And we talked to them real brief. I mean, there are people, like, looking for, I've donated to a couple things. You don't need to know money amounts or whatever. But really cool. Info at chopart.org, chopart.org. They're based not in California. I forget where they said they were based out of. Mm. But, yeah, they do some pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Empowering homeless children through art. Yay. Yeah. Yay, yay, yay.
Totally down for all of that.
What else you got?
We've got 11 books and counting from the Blame the Goth Girl series. I didn't read any of the books, but, man, the artwork's solid. Super solid. Kind of manga-esque in the artwork style. So if you guys are into mangas, this is definitely going to be probably up your alley. The artwork was solid. Looked pretty funny. It's kind of like an occult comedy. Pretty cool.
Right.
Yep, pretty cool.
Yeah, it has, like, I think, 12 books already. Brittana Busiello, that's not actually a real name. We know her real name, but we're not going to give it out over the podcast. Because she actually said she was following. And hey, remember us? We're the guys in the onesies.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're your new besties. And maybe even you'll be on the podcast. We did talk about maybe I'll figure out how to have other people on the podcast, which could be fun.
Yeah.
But so you can actually appropriately, you know, boost your book and not be like, man, I wish you guys had said nice things. We're sorry. It's our fault. It's not your fault because your book looked really amazing.
And it did.
If we'd gone to the con with more money, but after paying $50 to get in each, there wasn't a lot of money left.
Yeah, there wasn't.
There wasn't. So, and my big spend was, sorry, you would agree that my big spend was worth it because we talked about that too.
That we
were getting there. But yeah, Blame the Goth Girl looks super cool.
Yeah, it did. It looks super cool.
Yeah. You can look up 11 books and counting. I think she said at 15 or something, the series is done, and then she, like, moves on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I think, I forget the total number.
Which I hope so, because that, I like stuff like that, personally. Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Miss Lady. It is my fault that I don't know more. So it's my turn to talk about something. Mm-hmm. Oh, this was just a Deadpool suit that we saw. It was really cool. We have a lot of artists, like, business cards that we didn't attach more to it.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about that. I'm going to add these people on Instagram and then go from there and see what happens. So what else? Oh, Frontiers. It's the humble story of a man destined to destroy humanity and why that really isn't such a bad thing.
Yeah.
That book looks super cool.
I
didn't actually have the money to pick it up. It's Frontiers.tv is the website for it if you're interested. Really cool. Like, I'll read the back of this card. Sex, violence, sarcasm, everything you hate in a graphic novel. It's like a Pulp Fiction Star Wars. It's brilliant and funny and dark. I love it. I am blown away, hooked, and I want more. I do not know who said any of those things, but it's like a Pulp Fiction Star Wars. Pretty super fun. Did flip through. The art looked pretty okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really cool, like, computer-rendered spaceship-looking thingies.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, it looked like a cool comic. And always about supporting, like, new artists.
Mm, absolutely.
So, yeah, check it out. There's an artist, too, Brett's Art World, but it's brettbennett.net. On Instagram, it's Brett's Art World. So if you want to check that out, if you like Instagram and looking at other things, check him out. I actually picked this up because Blue grabbed it. He liked the art, and I was like, oh, I'll grab it so I can look at it later.
That's cool.
What you got, Blue?
Let's see. We got Mad Masks. They had some of the most awesome looking masks. That they were comfortable. I tried a couple on. The Green Lantern, Nightwing, the face masks, you know? They're just awesome. They'll even put, like, the strap on onto the back if you want the strap. So it straps around your head. Or they'll give you the tape to actually tape it to your face to hold it.
Yeah.
Just like in the comics. Yeah. They were really comfy. They were awesome. Great quality. Hard leather, shiny on the outside. Very great.
Yeah.
Strongly suggest. $40.
The mask you were looking at?
Yeah.
Like $40?
Yeah.
I don't know pricing wise, like, what's reasonable for those.
Yeah, neither do I. But they were nice. I mean, I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
If he had more money, he probably would have bought it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that mask you were looking at could have been a Riddler mask or a Green Lantern mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. I do have the card for Spiraling Comics, which, if you remember, was Hooded Cobra, me talking about the comic that I picked up. But yeah, that if you're looking for it on Instagram, it's Spiral Inc. Comics LLC. Mm. And you can see everything going on with Spiraling's comics. It was like that Hooded Cobra, super cool. And I said it was even optioned for a video game, right?
Yeah, it came up in a video game that was all independent comic artists.
Yeah, so yeah. Super duper cool.
Yeah, super duper cool.
Yeah. What you got next?
We got Brad Ashworth, artist and illustrator. We picked up that card because that guy's artwork was pretty legit.
Yeah. That is the guy. Oh, I have it on my phone. Let me grab my phone. You keep talking, but I'll find out what the name of his comic is that he's doing.
Okay, so Brad Ashworth, when I saw him doing his work, he was doing a sketch comic cover, and it was really good. Like, really good. I was very impressed. He was doing it in Copic markers, which, if nobody knows, Copic markers are alcohol-based, so they blend very, very well together. He was doing gray tones because he is colorblind and he has trouble with colors. But he likes to add in red because that is one of the colors that he can see and differentiate from the rest. So his work is very much gray tones and then with a little bit of splash of red. And he's pretty darn good at it. Like, wow. I was very impressed.
Yeah, so he's doing an Indiegogo right now. It's the Handyman comic book. You could go to Indiegogo.com, but if you type in Handyman comic, it'll pull up for there. Brad Ashworth, he is from Utah, and he's trying to raise $3,500 to do this comic. I can tell you, like it says, this book is hitting all the right boxes. Killer art, fun writing, and action, action, action. Join us for the ride. He showed us the big pages. So yep. If you don't know, friends, when they draw comics, they draw them on these really big pages.
It's 11 by 17.
Yeah, and then they get shrunk down. So yep. He showed us 4 pages of the comic.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, is it beautiful?
Oh yeah.
It is super beautiful. And with the black and gray,
mm-hmm.
and then he has red as his highlights, we were just like, whoa.
Yeah.
It is super duper cool. I think for $5 you can get a digital copy of the comic. Then it says estimated delivery December 2018. So he's expecting to finish it. And yeah, I'm gonna do something like the $15 level. Probably get the physical copy and a print of it.
Yeah.
Same.
Because his work was really good. I was duly impressed.
It for $200, you can be a death scene in the comic. Do I dare have Joe the Wookiee Riot killed? It's super cool, Handyman, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, he was super duper nice. We sat and talked to him for quite a while.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Brad Ashworth. You could find. Did you give out his Instagram stuff?
He didn't have an Instagram.
Pencil for life.
Pencil for Life, is that what it was?
At Pencil for Life, okay, the number 4.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know if that's DeviantArt or Instagram, but... We'll
figure it out.
Yeah, you can figure it out. So, next, this is just because we loved these jackets. Basically, what these jackets are is everything that I want in a Marvel jacket. Oh my goodness. How would you describe these jackets, Blue?
They
beautiful
were
embroidered.
Beautiful. They were so amazing. So on the outside, very subdued. If you see it in a certain light, you'll see the embroidered of like, the Captain America, the star on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has all the right little lines coming down. It had a patch of the American flag on one side. And it had on the front, it would have a name like Steve Rogers, whatever you wanted. They'll customize it for you. But on the inside of the jacket, it would show Cap Shield, all red on the inside, that dark navy blue. Oh, man, those things were great. They had the Avengers one, Army Green, like, really great.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, it's a green flight jacket.
Yeah.
They have a HeroWithinStore.com, and actually, they have, like, the Marvel logo, so they have, like, approval. These jackets yes. aren't just, like... It's not like a gee whiz thing. They premiered a couple jackets, I guess, at Comic-Con this year.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It went well, I do not know the price point on them. Just me and Blue knew. A, there were no prices on the jackets when you're looking at them. That usually means expensive.
Yep.
Because if they put the price, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you see, a really fancy dress at a fancy store and there's no price tag on it. It's because rich people don't care how much it costs.
Yeah.
They just buy it. So, but yeah, that that Captain America jacket, it's right there. It's,
yeah,
it's so pretty.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
HeroWithinStore.com. And, oh, man,
The Black Panther jacket was really awesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it. It's not my style. Would you wear that jacket?
No, also not
it's,
my style.
It was long with a high collar.
Yeah.
But internet fans, hear me. The Captain America jacket in a double XL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Wookiee would very, very much like that if you want to show your love to me. but nobody has yet. But that's okay. You just put it out into mm-hmm. the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then you go from there.
Yep.
You want to talk about that one?
Oh, NerdBotCon. So we got talked to by these guys who are starting a brand new con, NerdBotCon. They're going to be having Transformers. They're going to be having comic books. They're going to be having everything that you like. And that's going to be also at the Pasadena Convention Center. That's going to be Saturday, September 22nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is, like, I think their first one that they said. Over 130 vendors, cosplay contest, nerd karaoke. You know I'm always down when the K word comes out. Live music, photo meetups, convention panels, giveaways, much, much more. Anime, Marvel, DC, Disney, Star Wars, all cosplay welcome. Come on down, check them out. Let's see how it goes. And I always say, if a convention is just starting out, go.
Yeah.
Just go that first time, because everybody who goes are just convention people, and convention people are almost always the best.
And there's an after party. That's
yes,
the thing.
There it's is like, also an after party.
You basically go and you get into the after party for free.
Yep.
And yeah, he's like, so basically you just come to do that. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Pasadena Convention Center.
Yep.
And it's only on Saturday the 22nd, and it sounds really cool. And they had costumes from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie
that they did,
that were on display, that we did take pictures with. And yeah, if that's anything, and they had like a booth. I mean, it was a pretty legit booth.
It was a pretty legit.
Yeah, they were talking about something all the time.
Yeah,
who could sit down for hours and talk about things?
I don't even know.
I don't even know. It just blows my mind.
It just like totally takes over. I don't even know.
Was that Edwin? I don't know. That's a weird voice. what else? You got anything else to be talking about? Oh, talk about your thing. Oh, you just talked about that. You can talk about that next. So, shout out to The Blast from our past podcast.
Yeah!
It was really interesting. These guys had a booth for their podcast. And they were literally sitting there with their blue Yeti microphones, a microphone that I sort of want to upgrade from the one that I'm currently using, too, because it looked really nice.
Yeah, it did.
It looked fancy and shiny. And they were just, hey, do you guys want to come and talk with us? And, hey, hopefully you enjoyed talking to us, because we instantly went into podcast mode.
That we did.
And I don't feel like we got kicked off the podcast.
No.
I don't feel like we got kicked off.
Yeah.
But I do think they're ready to go back to, like, their podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you guys are really nice. We had a really nice time talking to you. It was very copacetic.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun.
And,
enjoyed.
I could see talking to you guys again about other things. But, yeah, shout out to you. Right here on the podcast. I'll throw it out there. It's going to be up there for anybody if you want to listen. We actually listened to part of an episode. It's really well produced.
Yeah, very well done.
They've done 29 episodes so far.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of looked at me like I was a crazy person when I said that this is going to be like 108 or 109.
Yeah.
That I couldn't remember which was the number, and that I'd been for every week for over 2 years doing it. So, hey, pat on my back, I guess.
But
you guys are really cool. We talked a little bit about geeky stuff, although it's not fair since we just recorded all about the geekdoms that made us.
Exactly.
You know, and me and you recorded about the Disney afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, we were totally prepared.
We were.
But we had a couple other polls that we didn't talk about before.
Not
sure. Shout out to some Beastmaster.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to bite my lip. I really wanted to talk some Beastmaster, but I was like, oh, I'm just commandeering their podcast.
Yep.
That's not what they asked for.
No, that's not what they asked for. We kept our mouths shut for the most part.
Yeah, they're on Twitter at BlastPastCast.
Mm-hmm.
So it all rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, they were fun guys.
Yeah, give them some support. They're really, really, really nice guys.
Oh, yeah, really, really nice. Definitely.
And I've already subscribed, and they already subscribed to Laugh It Up Fuzzball. So, Danny, in your face, I think we're like way over 20 listeners by now.
Yeah, so
and
take that.
There are like 500 people on the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs page.
Exactly.
Actually, that was one of my favorite things, but he's like, I feel like a dick. And I'm like, I don't know how many of those people actually listen, but yeah, buddy.
Wow.
Take that. Yeah. Well, 499 members. I just looked at it. Damn it! Someone had somebody. I like it when it's 500 or more. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, lots of listeners. And my buddy Jerry and Josh. Well, at least Jerry listened to the latest episode. My guys, my buddies I reconnected to from high school. So, yeah. Is there anything else? Did you want to talk about those guys, the screens that you like writing on?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, that's Wacom. So, Wacom makes tablets for my fellow artists out there. The tablets are just, you guys know, they're amazing. You can draw on them. The Cintiq model has the screen on it. You draw directly onto the screen. They had them there. They allowed me to grace their screens with some artwork that I drew. I did a Black Panther picture for them. And they rewarded me with not only putting me on the Instagram and adding me to their raffle to win a free smaller Cintiq, but also they gave me this my very first pop back thing for the cell phone. What are they called?
Pop sockets. Pop sockets.
This is my first one.
It's like the Hot Pocket jingle.
Yeah. Pop sockets, and they gave us a fidget spinner for some reason.
They did. You know, they'd already wasted the Earth's resources making those, but the website for all of their stuff is lacie.com, so L-A-C-I-E.com.
No, well, they also have wacom.com itself, where you can also buy the product straight from them as well.
So is this a company that just sells Wacom stuff?
Yeah, they also sell Wacom stuff as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have a lot of different stuff there, and it was awesome. Oh, absolutely awesome. Oh, my God.
It was really cool. But the Lacey's who give us the free stuff, so... Yeah. But you'll have to spell Wacom for me later.
Okay.
So then...
Well, it's really simple. W-A-C-O-M.
Oh, Wacom. Wacom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how they pronounce it. The company pronounces it Wacom, so... Yeah.
I'm like, if you gave me a video game with that name, I'd be like, let's play Wacom or Wacom.
Wacom. Yeah, that's what we always used to say until...
And it's not Lacey. I think it's La C.
La C.
It's big L, little A, big C, I-E.
Yeah.
La C. I don't know. Yeah, it was really cool. I drew a Goofy, and the girl that was there patronized me well and good.
Yep.
Telling me how good my Goofy was. My Goofy's not bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not sending any records.
Yeah.
But I was like, you don't have to patronize me. I know it's not that good. I'm only drawing here because the real artist is over there, like, actually knowing all the tools and taking his time. And then Blue went there, and the one guy working there was like, wow, that's good. Can I throw you on Instagram? Did you join their Instagram so you could get your picture?
No, I did not.
Oh, you probably should.
I probably should have.
Yeah, you probably should.
I took a picture of it, though, so I'll be posting that up anyway.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I took a picture of you drawing the picture.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I did.
So that works.
But, yeah, so then the girl came around and saw Blue's drawing, and I was like, he's much better than you. And I was like, it's okay. Because I'm the writer. I'm the talker.
Yeah.
You also talk very, very well. But yeah. I don't pretend to be the creative in the art department. I can draw a thing or two, but I'm not as good as you. Mm. You also went to school. You have two bachelor's degrees or something.
It's one bachelor and two
associates.
Yeah, two associates.
Oh, that's right, because I have a bachelor's and two associates now too. And Danny's like, la di da, you guys with all your degrees. Although he's going to be a PA. That's going to be great because he's going to give me all my drugs.
Yeah.
He's going to give me a right good opium addiction. I don't even think that's possible. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you skinned your knee? Here's some opium for it.
There it is.
Yeah. Just hydrocodone on your cereal. Open the pill bottle and sprinkle it on top. And
then you're set for the day.
Everybody's like, Wookiee has a drug problem. I really don't, friends. I really don't. I promise.
It's ridiculous.
Give me a fix. But it was a good time. We also, what else? Well, we got bottle openers from Medieval Times. We talked to them, and I told them stories about when I wore tights when I worked there when I was 16. To be continued, if you ever want to hear about that, hit me up on the Facebooks or the Instagrams or the Twitters and be like, want to hear about you wearing tights, Wookie? And maybe I will talk about it.
Yeah.
More than I already did. We talked to the Pirates Dinner Adventure, which is in Buena Park, because we know a guy who works for them and also used to work with us. Then we just talked to lots of lovely people and walked around. And boy, by golly, did we walk that showroom floor like four times.
Yeah, we walked a lot. We did a lot of walking.
At least four times. And we didn't have a beer there. We're having a beer now because, man, the beer was expensive there.
Yeah, it was. It was like $10 a beer?
Yeah. Nine for like Coors and then 10 for whatever they were saying was not domestic. And when there's only a dollar difference between like the domestic and what they're saying specialty, it's crap specialty beer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But we saw plenty of people drinking them. Good for them. Good for them being rich.
They're overpriced.
And I didn't buy any t-shirts because I didn't have the money for it, but I really didn't see any t-shirts that I like couldn't live without.
Yeah.
Because when we took the first pass, I probably had enough money to buy a t-shirt, and then I just wouldn't have picked up all the comics that I did.
Exactly.
But we really didn't spend that much other than admission.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
Controlled ourselves.
Well, we also had no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to watch what I spend.
Oh, but the last thing to talk about
that
I almost didn't even... Marv Wolfman.
Holy wow. This guy.
Marv Wolfman.
Holy wow. Sitting there by himself.
By himself.
Chilling out. Relaxing.
With not enough people talking to him.
With... Oh my gosh. Okay. For those of you that don't know, this is the guy who has come up with some of your favorite characters and you probably didn't even know.
Yes.
You know those guys? What are they called? The Teen Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah. All his...
They're
his, except for obviously Dick, Robin. That not his, but you know, Beast Boy, Cyborg, Raven, Starfire. That's his. He wrote all their origin stories. He made all their original comics. Deathstroke, the Terminator, his entire origin story. There you go.
Yeah,
yeah. He wrote it all. Wrote it all.
Bullseye.
Yep, Bullseye. Daredevil. Black Cat from Spider-Man.
Blade.
Yep, he wrote it all.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Oh, my goodness.
With George Perez.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, his writing credits go so deep and so far into the comic book history. This guy, he's the one.
And, I mean, Tomb of Dracula, Amazing Spider-Man, Nova, Adventures of Superman, Nightwing... Oh, he's amazing.
So much, yeah.
He's amazing. He is comic book royalty, and it is a damn shame that he was not getting enough love.
Oh yeah.
Like there on artists, because basically like the first five rows were just artist alleys.
Exactly.
They had a gigantic artist alley and I really appreciated that.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
It bigger than the WonderCon one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, WonderCon was like three rows when I went like 2 years ago. So maybe it's bigger now. But the WonderCon was more about like sell, like corporate stuff. Destiny and Weird Mystery Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you literally can go online and see how amazing he is. And we got to spend not a lot of time with him, but a little bit of time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, he was tired.
Yeah, he was.
He was tired. I mean, he's 72 years old.
Yeah, he's older now. But like, man.
Yeah.
It was really nice to get to see him, you know, now.
And I had like $16 in cash left.
Yep.
And I really, really wanted a signed poster. So my good friend Blue went and got a $20 bill. A crisp $20 bill from the ATM. And I got, dude, you can't say no. The first appearance. Bullseye. Poster signed by Marv Wolfman.
Yes.
He also had some of his comic scripts available, but I think that'd be scary to have one of those and just
really?
Be like,
oh, but it's so good to study off of.
I want maybe next time if he's at LA Comic Con.
Okay.
You know? It just was really, really amazing. And we did our due diligence. And whenever we were talking to people, we're like, there's nobody over talking to Marv Wolfman. You should go over there.
In fact,
I won't name drop the young artist who we were talking to who didn't even know who he was. But we're like, go over there and talk to some royalty.
Yes, because you are trying to write a comic. That's the guy you go to write a comic. He's the one you speak to. You want to do this? Go do that.
And I just like, Crisis. Like, I see him and like, Crisis on Infinite Earth is such like a seminal book.
It really is.
Wow, you wrote this with George Perez. Like, I really like, there was that iconic like Superman with like Supergirl in his arms. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I really sort of want that. But Daredevil's my boy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's so, he's so good. I mean, yeah. Creating Tim Drake.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Creating Abattoir, like the Electrocutioner. He even wrote scripts for DuckTales.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Wrote a couple Simpson scripts.
That he did.
You know, like...
Treehouse of Horrors, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prolific. He wrote the one where Burns is Dracula.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. He just is really, really good. And he did Once Upon a Time, Sue Marvel, when the Blade movie was coming out.
Yeah.
he definitely did. And the fucked up thing is that the courts ruled in Marvel's favor.
Yep.
Not in his. But, yeah, it's okay. it's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And we got to spend a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
And it made me really sad that there weren't enough people there. In fact, I talked to the Hero Initiative guy that it was a crime that he was just there all by himself.
Yeah.
And he agreed with me. He agreed completely. Like, anybody in the know. And we told one guy, and he just, like, dropped what he was doing.
Yeah,
and
headed he dropped over there. All his stuff. He was like, he's here? Bah! Yeah. He like, jumped up out of his table.
Definitely
and he left.
The most famous person, or the person who should be the most famous there.
Yeah.
Like, when I went through the guest list, I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, Blue. And then I felt bad because I couldn't remember his name because my memory's really bad. They say that's a sign of geniusness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a word. That's funny. It's a joke. Anyways. I told Heather that. How forgetfulness was a sign of uncommon genius. And she's like, uh-huh. But, yeah, and then, like, the second I walked by, he wasn't at his booth, but I was like, ah, Mark Wolfman, that's it. And he was like, oh, but he wasn't there, so we went by later, and he was there.
And he was there.
And he signed a poster for me, and I'm very happy. And I carried it around awkwardly, just so it wouldn't bend up, so I could put it up on my wall and stare at it and be happy about it in my room that looks like a 12-year-old lives there.
Oh,
a very cool 12-year-old.
Yeah, a very cool
12-year-old. Very cool 12-year-old.
With money.
Not that much money.
Well, for a 12-year-old.
For a 12-year-old, yeah, he'd be pretty rich. He'd be pretty rich. He'd have a little hydrocodone business with P.A. Danny on the side. But yeah, it LBCC, we were in you.
Yep.
And it was good.
Yes.
It was good.
Super good.
It was ba-da-da-da-da. So good. Yeah. It was really, really good.
I enjoyed it.
It was. Is there any other thoughts?
The Dover Bear is unstoppable. and he went through the LBCC and made it out alive.
He did.
That he did.
He did. Recognized once.
Recognized
maybe
once.
Twice by the guy with the Skyrim keychain.
Twice.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Maybe twice.
Definitely once.
Yeah, definitely once.
Definitely once. By a lady.
By a lady.
By a lady who said, was that the fucking Dover Bear?
And the person she was with laughed with her. So
laughed with her, yeah.
Yeah, so...
They were very loud about it, too.
It was
they
pretty good.
They made sure I could hear.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Blue's dream was someone was to go, Dover Bear!
It was kind
but
of
I
that.
But I think this lady was better.
Yeah,
I think this lady
was
better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. And my Chewbacca onesie, once again, it's better than just onesie time of fun. It's been good for multiple I don't even know. I don't know how to string those words together. But, yeah, shout out to all the creators that we ran into. Shout out to anybody new that we talked to at the con who is now listening to the podcast or at least giving an episode a go.
Mm.
This is not normal the way the episodes work. We're not normally just giving a bunch of plugs to people.
That's
but
true.
But we wanted to do our due diligence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Supporting the community, not only the artists but other podcasters, writers.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
And when totally I was down. Trying to get press credentials at conventions and being denied, that was my goal, was just to literally walk Artist Alley and then like talk about them and give them shouts out.
Yep.
Shouts outs.
That's shouts
good,
outs.
Good English because of my uncommon geniusosity. Marv Wolfman, thank you. I shook your hand. You signed my poster. I gave you money and it was not enough. You deserve more. But thank you for not charging me more. And to all the comic creators who we bought some really rad stuff, Sweet. And we look forward to being in you again, LBCC.
Yes, I am so looking forward to
yes.
it.
Yes, maybe the return will just Dova Bear and Chewbacca, or maybe Blue's Dova Bear cosplay will reach new heights. Maybe it'll reach new heights.
Oh, it'll reach many heights all around the world.
Oh, that's so good. We actually talked about it that every time I go to cons now, if I don't cosplay something else, that I have to wear that Chewbacca onesie.
Absolutely.
Like, and I can become that guy, like, I saw that guy at the other con. He's wearing the Chewbacca onesie. And then eventually...
I recognize the tattoos.
Eventually, people will just know it's Joe the Wookiee Riot.
Yep.
Is the guy in the Chewbacca onesie.
Yeah. He does a great podcast. Listen to him.
He's a great podcast. You should listen to it. You should buy shirts. He's selling them at the next LBCC.
Yep.
Also a possibility. We might have a booth at the next LBCC. We might.
I hope so.
We might.
It would be
might
good.
Artist alley it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yay. You'll be able to come see me drawing. I'll draw the entire time.
Yeah. I got him to draw on a Medieval Time sketch pad.
Yep.
I didn't tell him what to draw, but he drew 2 Spider-Men.
Yep.
Too many Spider-Men.
I drew a little chibi one and a normal one.
Yeah, and we had fun.
Yeah, super fun.
I had fun. Well, you guys know the things. At Blue Wolf D is Blue for the Instagram and the DeviantArt. I don't know if he's on the Twitter. I don't know if we satisfied that mystery.
I don't know. I think I am. I'm on there.
Okay.
I just never use it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't know how to tweet.
But I am on the Twitter and the Twitter. Instagram. All of a sudden, I became French. Very bad French accent. But it's at Wookiee Riot, WOKIEERIOT, and Blue Wolf D. Those are, D is just the letter D, so it's not like D, like D. what else? LaughItUpFuzzball.net is a website. The Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group. Come on, be number 500.
Be number 500.
And Amber, I hope you're listening to the podcast. Welcome.
Yes.
You were listening like 20 or 21.
Hopefully.
Take that, Danny.
Ha-ha.
It's just multiplying on you like a freaking starship full of tribbles. And and we saw so much more. We didn't even talk about like the Saber Guild and the Rebel Alliance, who just so happened to be on the opposite end of the con from the 501st.
Yes.
Which was completely unplanned. That was funny. And there was a dog dressed as Chewbacca. We didn't talk about them either. The little bulldog, right?
Oh, my gosh. The little... Yeah. Oh, he was so adorable.
Super adorable.
He was so cute.
Yeah, I'm just going back and thinking, like, there was so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Just too much to talk about in an hour. And as proven, because this has gone a little bit over an hour. But we have pop sockets, and we had fun. And we also got t-shirts from the Blast from the Past podcast t-shirt guys. Like, wow, you spent like money on that booth.
Yeah.
And you gave out t-shirts. Like, you guys are doing pretty good for yourself.
For reals.
Like,
the shirt was nice, too. It's
way
Fruit
to go.
Loom.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it's very nice.
This is my shirt.
But from my podcast to yours or to your comic book or to your ear holes or whatever creative thing you're doing. Once upon a time, I started this because people said, do something. And I'm doing it. And so far... Podcast still sponsored by my mom, but that's okay because my mom wants to sponsor the podcast.
Yeah,
it was weird. I was like, I'll pay for it. She's like, no, I'd like to. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, sure, okay.
Okay.
So this podcast is still brought to you by my mom.
Yep.
Who has been on a podcast episode. And I told her I'd say that. I'm just like, whenever I get a chance,
she's
I'll just
super,
say it.
Oh, your mom's so sweet.
You met my mom, yeah?
Yes,
yeah,
I've met her
she's
on
nice
multiple
lady.
Occasions.
Sounds
so
nothing
sweet.
Like the accent
no,
that I do.
No, not at
and
all.
And go back and listen to Happy She Gave Me Life Day. I forget
yes.
whatever it is. But
yes.
yeah. If you actually, just go back to my Solar Orbiting review and actually give like the number of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking nice about my mom.
Yeah.
And
your mom is a sweetheart.
LaughItUpFuzzball.net. We said the Twitter. We said the Instagram. We said the Facebook. Apple Podcast.
Yep.
Google Play. All those things, Podcast Addict. Drop a rating if you think so. It's a way to get the podcast out there, although 2 years later I have 1 rating, I think, on there. So, hey, you know what I mean? People are still finding it.
Yep.
Just word of mouth. And tell your friends.
Tell your friends. I told my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Amber still doesn't listen.
I know.
But Justin does.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Justin does.
And so does shout out to Steve.
Yep.
Shout out to Steve. And yeah, I guess we need more friends.
Yes, we need more friends,
but
definitely.
Thank you for being a friend.
This is the way
Danny likes to sing. Hi, Danny. You are still number 2, because number 2 works for me. And, There we go. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks
Can I be
for
a number three?
Yeah, we said you were number three.
Okay, good.
Because Heather's number one.
Yeah,
and Danny has to stay number two because he's Danny the Deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo. All right. Poo-poo. We'll catch you all later, friends. I hope you have a great week. And we'll be back more. And yeah, someday I'll do a solo episode. But
yeah.
Guest episodes are fun. So
they're
you're
so
fine.
Fun.
I have guest episodes in the bank. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fine. There'll be a big catch-up.
Everything will be fine.
4-hour episode.
I'm
someday.
Fine. You're fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. All right. Yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here.
All right. Bye, friends. TTFN. Wookie and Blue.
Out.
Out.
Man, I gotta pee.
That's recorded.
Oh.
I didn't hit stop.
My bad. I really gotta pee.
All right, go pee.
Okay.
See you later, friends.
Bye.
Bye.